Amazed, yeah, I'm an addict. And I want to thank the God of my understanding for allowing me to be here. And I want to thank, without any reservation, the predecessors that stood in the trenches to make this possible for me to be here. I want to thank Narcotics Anonymous because without this program and you people, left to my own devices, without your guidance, I will self-destruct and kill myself. Our message is hope. And it ain't only for the newcomer that walked through the door. Our message is for the guy like me that's been here for a minute that get off track. Look, our liturgy say we find a new way to live in here. We get married, we make new friends, and then we get divorced. Well, I got married, made new friends, and I got divorced. But look, you need to see this. You need to hear this. She made a decision by herself that didn't include me. And the pain, look, the pain of being left out. I said, I don't know about you guys. See, because a whole lot of times I got left out. People would want to go do things and they would say, come on. They would just roll out. Then they come back and say, boy, we had a good time. I was left out. Y'all told me about hurt people hurting people. And look, I called my sponsor. And my sponsor said, well, I don't know anything about divorce because I've never been married, but I know some guys that do. So he put me with some guys that gave me some hope that I would be okay going through the process. But what I wasn't aware of is that the disease is always attacking. The disease is always putting enmity between me and others. And then it goes so far as to put enmity between me and myself. Why, I can't even begin to see myself coming. Our third step in the step working guide says that self-will comes along so subtly we don't even know it's happening. And I'm caught up in this hurt and this pain that I think that I'm working through. Oh. So 2 years passed, the separation, then the divorce. And then I started to try to live. But I wasn't living under God's plan. I'm talking about our message of hope. Because, look, I love our step work. I really do. On page 3 of the step working guide, I just got to get this to you because this thing holds me. Page 3 is a question in the step working guide in the very first step. It says, have you been thinking that you know enough about recovery to get your behavior under control? Have you been thinking? And that was my problem because I understood that. I talked to my sponsor. I talked to guys that went through that process. And I had the hope that it was going to be better. But the disease was active. And I didn't know the disease was active. Until, look, it was just 30 days ago. Ran into my drug of choice. Low self-esteem, low self-worth, and plenty of goddamn money. And did not know and have an understanding of what she needed to do. So, of course, I got the bright idea that I could do this for you. I don't know that I'm in a sixth step kind of defect called manipulation that I'm thinking that I can control another human being and make myself feel better. So I'm working it, I'm working it. You know how we do not know things do. I made the plan. I'm working it, I'm working it, I'm working it. I'm sending them a little text message. I called my daughter and said, what the emoticon thing? What is the thing? So I can send something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about this. So I'm working this thing. So she said, why don't you come down and have dinner with me, and I need your opinion on me purchasing this house. So I said, oh, yeah, I'm going. I'll be right down there. I jumped in my little car that God blessed me with through the divorce. Now, then, that's another story. That's another message of hope. Right? I roll down there, pick her up, look over the house. Oh, yeah, you got a nice place. She said, my office is here and all that. She said, but what I need your opinion on this house I want to purchase. So we went over there. It's on the water. And the sunroom faces the water. And it was, so the lady said, she said, well, how much is the house? The lady said, $1.3 million. And I look, now my head truly. Look, I'm about to bust my brain. I don't calculate. Okay, yeah. I said, you know what? If you buy this house, you would subdivide that lot over there, pay for the sell that lot, pay for the whole house, and then, you know, I can get me a Jaguar. She said, you know, that's a, you know what? She said, I'm going to think about that. And we left and we went to dinner. So I'm on the water, we having dinner, my sponsor calls me. And my sponsor said, where you at? I say, I'm down here on the water eating dinner with a beautiful young lady, and we just left looking at this house, and he said, how did you get in that position this fast? I said, man, I'll talk to you later. But now, you know, I don't want to hear the truth. I don't. So look, we leave on good terms, right? She texts me, calls me, tells me she needs me to help her with certain other things. So I said, yeah, I'll be there to help you. And then I come to my home group. My home group, Promise and Freedom, is on Fair Street, Baltimore. So, you know, I stand across the street from the church because I smoke. I'm a smoker. I enjoy smoking. I even gave him a name. When I get ready to go smoke, I tell people I'm going to talk to Nick. And me and Nick have a conversation. So my sponsor don't like me standing on that wall. So I stand on that wall, we smoking and stuff. And so this is how God opened you up. We talk about being honest, open-minded, and willing. I can be honest But I ain't got to tell you the truth. So here I am, I'm talking with the guys, telling them about the game, and I tell a half truth. I don't tell them, I make myself look like I'm helping, but in reality, I'm manipulating to try to take advantage of somebody with low self-esteem, low self-worth, and plenty of money. So I'm talking to these guys, and look, and none of these guys have double-digit clean time. So they looking at me. I'm talking cash shit. They looking at me. No, been here 27 years. They looking at me. So one of the brothers said to me, man, you went help them look at the house? I said, yeah. You know what? I said, what? He said, I read in the basic text. That people outside the fellowship can value our opinion. I said, oh, yeah, I think I seen that somewhere. Now look, you done hit me with that. I done told a half truth, and I'm feeling like about this big. Because I know what my inclination is, but I don't want to get honest with myself. So I go in the meeting. I'm feeling low, but I'm still laughing. You know how we do. We put that mask on. I'm still laughing, joking, bullshit, talking stuff. And I'm hugging people in the meeting. And here he comes. With the basic text. And he said, look, only the Narcotics Anonymous can this happen. He said, I found the section. It's in recovery and relapse. And I had to stand there, not while he read it to me, but while I read it. And I felt even smaller. Oh, you know, I'm a little guy, so you know how I look. A little smaller. And I sat down into my chair. Because I got my own chair at the meeting. You know, that's my spot. I sat down and I had to steel myself. Because our literature says the first thing we do is stop. And look, I've been running, and I had to stop and start reflecting on what it is that I'm doing. Got a woman with low self-esteem, low self-worth, plenty of money. And I don't think she know how to spend it because I know how to spend it. I'm looking over at this guy that just had this book and opened his book and recovery and relapse. And he looking at me and he said, yeah. And I had to look inside myself. I don't know about you, but I like to remember the time when I woke up and it was just gone. I didn't have to put forth an effort to do anything. He had just lifted it. And I know you know what I'm talking about, because I know that that happened to you. That everything, it was just gone. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking on the inside, and I started to cry inward. Because our message is hope. It ain't only for me, but it's for anybody that I come across. That is suffering.
Come on.
We talk about we here for the suffering at it. They ain't got to be inside the room. They ain't even got to know that they addicts. They just say they normal, but they suffer. And we know what their suffering is. And here I am, taking advantage of the suffering. And look, I could not stand myself no more. Have you got to the point where you just can't? You just can't. Oh, you just look. It ain't about looking in the mirror, because when I look in the mirror, I love my reflection. But it's just when you just can't no more carry that thing like that. I couldn't carry it no more. So I called my spouse. And I told him, I said, I need a face-to-face. And I went and I told him, and I laid it bare. I didn't cut no corners. And I asked him, I said, do you know why I didn't come to you at first? He said, y'all tell me. I said, because through the pain of my divorce, my sponsor was there when I got married, and my sponsor was there during my divorce. Through my divorce, you called me every single day and told me I was not alone. And I, after receiving the gift that God used to work through you to help me stand up, I could not look you in the eye and tell you the kind of low down, bottom feeding dolphin I am. And don't even get me started on the home group members. They was waiting on me when I came out to meet. And they looked me in the eye, and one of my home group members asked me, what was I going to do? How was I going to carry it? You see, because contrary to what you think, it's people that look up to you. They watch you. And they want to have what you have, because for real, sometimes I can't do it, but if I see you, here's my role model right here, went to the same school. I didn't think I could do it. She said, yes, you could. I need you. I need to see my reflection in you. Because I don't want to be sitting in my room by myself thinking that I know enough about recovery. Thinking that I know. Look, this thinking thing. I don't want to be there by myself like that. So I had to live with and redefine shame and guilt on another level. Because I want to do what I want to do. And it wasn't for me. It was for you to say he's okay. And people please. And once I started to look, and I look, and look, and look, and when I went back to pull, you know, reflection, that's our business. When I went back to pull my fourth step, I looked, and I saw nothing about manipulation. That's why, when we get to 12, it said this ain't the end. You see, because Lord being revealed to me on a daily basis about how lack I am in this recovery process. I get a daily reprieve just like everybody else. And what I do with my daily reprieve is contingent on how much I'm willing to give to him. Because I still want to run stuff. I still don't want him to bleed. Look, my sponsor got on me 2 weeks ago because I was talking about how I get mad with the God of my understanding. How I cuss. And it ain't him. Because look, even when I was in the throes of active addiction, he found a way to save my black ass. He found a way through grace and mercy to get me here, to stand me up, and be able to be honest and tell the truth, not about what I did, but about me and how I did it. Because I didn't have no honesty, no open-mindedness, no willingness. I didn't want to be here. I came here with two cars and two kids. And it took me a minute to compare in. Because I've always had things. And then y'all allowed me to see it wasn't about the things. I learned how to follow directions in here. And the hope is that I want to share with you is you're looking at a dope fiend that never worked a day in his life till he was 28. I had no skills in relating to employer-employee. None. It was men in this fellowship that taught me how to conduct myself. Because I know, look, when I come on your job, I'm in charge. I know the best way. I know how it goes. I don't need you to tell me how it's supposed to be done. Even though it's been your business for 30 years, I know. And it's only because of you and this program of Narcotics Anonymous that do the work that I was able to stay on that job 22 years and retire. It was y'all that showed me how to do this. Every day I come in here, when I step across that seal or that door, I'm asking you to show me a better way to live. My hope is that you're doing something that I can grab a hold of and incorporate in my life that will help me be a better individual. But all the time, you know, I get a little judgmental. And I don't mean to. But I do. And I'm learning how. I'm learning how to accept you as you are, where you are, and how you bring it to me. I couldn't do that before. Because I've, look, y'all stood in the trenches. And y'all stood up and you said, this is the new way of life. We're going to champion for you when you get here. I didn't know I was coming, but they was in the trenches waiting for me, praying for me. When I got here, Bill P. told me, he said, boy, I didn't think you were going to make it. Bill P., my brother-in-law, he said, I didn't think you were going to make it. I thought you were going to die. Bill had 4 years at the time. I had a couple of days. I looked at Big Ernest one day up at Mount Manning. He was walking up across the stage talking about sensitivity. You know, I wasn't trying to hear that. But he had 7 years clean and he had worked on this program. And I had a couple of days clean. But it was going to the meeting and sitting still and watching my predecessor carry the torch. Till I could get to a point in my recovery Well, I just see myself coming so that I can carry the torch to keep the light on. Because look, no matter how fast light travels, it's always going toward the dark. So that means the dark travels faster than the light. So when I'm in a dark, dark spot, the light that I need is to be able to come into a meeting free. Free to go and come as I please. Without any judgment, I can walk in here and look at you. And in my darkness, you hug me. Oh. And you hold me because you're my home group member and you know I'm hurting. See, that's why it's important to have a home group, because we see you coming. And we know when you ain't right. And we grab you and we hold you because we understand the darkness. Because we get dark too. And we need to go to the light sometimes. I just want to let you know that it's only through you people that I looked that woman in the face Tuesday and made a decision not to mess with her again. Thanks for letting me share. Thank you.